People heard gunshots in downtown Milwaukee last month when a police officer shot a man to death at Red Arrow Park following a short struggle. People had summoned police because the man's behavior worried them. It was later learned he suffered from serious mental illness. The case is under investigation, but a Common Council committee sought generic answers on Thursday. How does the MPD respond to mentally unstable individuals? As Marge Pitroff reports, the answers leave many unsatisfied, including police. The Milwaukee Police Department says it got 7,000 calls for help last year involving people with mental illnesses. And those were just the calls that defined the problem, according to Inspector Carrie-Ann Yerkes.
Many times, mental health calls do not come over as a mental health call. They come over as a trouble with a subject. They come over as a family trouble, trouble with juveniles. They're not always identified as what they are. So when the officer gets there, they're responding to one thing, but there's really a larger underlying problem that's going on.
Yerkes says to better prepare officers to identify and respond to people in a mentally unstable state, the MPD began offering crisis intervention training in 2006. It's known as CIT. It takes 40 hours and is voluntary.
CIT is additional training. It's for police officers that want to learn more and do more when it comes to dealing with individuals that have mental illness.
According to Yerkes, about 370 MPD employees have gone through CIT training. That's about 20% of the workforce. Alderwoman Mullaly Coggs wonders why the department does not mandate the program, at least for all officers on patrol.
Whether or not people like it, whether we all got jobs where we might not like all the stuff that we get trained on or whatever, but the skill set that you gain and the knowledge that you gain through that training will aid you every day that you're out here and dealing with situations that may not have been pre-identified, but where what you learned you're able to use, it could make all the difference in the world.
Coggs asked whether the officer involved in the Red Arrow Park shooting was CIT trained, and Inspector Yerkes responded, no.
It does not make them mental health providers. It does not make them mental health experts. And even some of our best CIT officers have been put into situations in which they had to use deadly force.
One theme people repeated at Thursday's hearing, and Alderman Bob Donovan echoed, is that the community must find ways to care for a lamentable number of people here with mental health problems.
The point that we need to take away from this meeting, I believe, is that this is a larger community issue, and it cannot be, you know, just dropped in the hands of the police. Everyone needs to be involved.
Next week, several investigators examining the Red Arrow Park shooting are invited to brief the community on how they determine the appropriateness of police actions. Marge Pitroff, 89.7 WUWM.